All right, up next is Pink Farmer Jr.
In the heart of the city as the sun is shining bright, there's a spectacle from dawn until the night. Crowds gather underneath
and,
the sun.
Holy crap, I wrote a lot on this. I'm just going to read it outright. May as well just get through it. It's a beautiful sounding guitar, but some of it is not on beat, and it needs to be on beat for this kind of a strum. Some of the drums also have a little bit of swing to them, but combined to the heavy strum, it sounds a little stilted. The delivery of the lyrics doesn't seem to match the content of the lyrics. Like the performance is sort of dire. But the lyrics are about like a nice day at a parade without any twist on them. You know, it's like it's not about it's this dire presentation of a nice day at a parade, and the twist is that something bad happens, or it's a parade about something bad. It's none of that. It's just that his tone is kind of better suited for a song about the Battle of Bunker Hill or something, but he's singing about a nice, beautiful day at a parade. Nevertheless, I think it's a better than average Pink Farmer song.
Nice. I have listened to and reviewed a lot of Pink Farmer Jr. songs in my time as Songfight. Probably the only band who I've reviewed more of their songs is Berklee Social Scene. But what I hear in this song is that Pink Farmer's voice just sounds better than I remember. It's like what I appreciate about it is he's got this sort of evenly controlled vibrato, which he uses, I think, tastefully. So I think his singing has quite improved from some of his earlier songs. I like the sound of the harmonica. I think this is just, you know, a nice, solid Americana tune. One thing I've realized from all of the reviews I've written is people don't give a shit about what my opinion is about, you know, whether their singing is on beat or their guitar strums land on beat. And I've complained in nearly every Pink Farmer song about things not being on beat. And I'm just going to stop doing that now. That is it. That is my review. And yeah, no bitterness, honest.
I think I fall somewhere in between the two of you on this. I can agree that this is probably the best that Pink Farmer Jr.'s voice has sounded. There's such earnestness in this song. I remember sitting with Brooks and we're listening to the song, and I forgot which of us referred to him as Pink Farmer Springsteen.
Yeah.
Which, when it comes to the lyrics, this such earnestness in his delivery, it doesn't necessarily match up, and it's just like there was a little disconnect to it. But I will agree, this is still a better than average Pig Farmer Jr. song.
Yeah.
It's like I'm going to end up putting this in the higher end of the gigantic, you know, my gigantic mental ranking of these 95 songs. I'm going to end up putting this in the higher end, which is good for Pig Farmer Jr. So kudos.